2020. Perhaps some of you may never want to hear those number combinations ever again.
Not unless it's how much I've won on the lottery with lots of zeros behind it.
More zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could take my age back to being 20.
Yeah.
But otherwise, banish it.
2020. How has the year panned out for you? This time last year, we did a review of the year. I think we called it Winner, Winner, Chicken Dinner or something like that. And we were sat, ironically, in, I think we may as well just say that because it's too ironic, in a KFC car park recording that episode in the car.
I remember it.
This year, we're in slightly more glamorous in a Freeman Mansion recording studio. It's warm, it's dry, there's some flowers in front of us, and how times change, how much difference 12 months makes.
But we're both still here, we're still making a podcast, and that's got to be something to celebrate or commiserate.
So this is a question where you may want to write a few things down. You may want to ponder, perhaps, as we left at the end of our episode last week, that question of, despite COVID-19, what great choices have you made this year? Lots to think about, some incredibly powerful stories from some of our listeners about how their year has been and what they've achieved. And I think there's only one more thing to say.
Cue the ukuleles.
So Christmas is about to...
descend?
Descend. Yeah, although sometimes I feel like Christmas starts in October anyway, so...
I do love a bit of Christmas, but I feel this year it peaked far too early. Far too early.
Yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? You know, and I think this year has kind of been a bit bizarre. You know, like Christmas is rolling in. And it's that time of year where we start to ponder on the lessons we've learned, the things that we're proud of this year, the wins we've had, which has frankly been one of the weirdest times in history.
Do you know, I was thinking about this lying in bed the other night, like what we've been through in the last year is insane. But the fact that we've been part of that is also something quite incredible too. You know, what we've experienced, hopefully no one else in our lifetime will experience again. And the things we've learned and the things that we may have done this year that we would have never have got a chance to do pre-pandemic.
Things will never be the same again.
Okay.
What song was that? I can't remember. But yeah. That's it. Everyone's head now. We're not going to nana.
It's called an earworm, that is.
Yeah, I know, yes.
And there's been a lot of research into why things stay in your head. I listened to it on a radio programme the other morning. Anyway, I digress.
I think, you know what's really interesting, right, that I pulled together some of the research from a survey that Slimming World did early this year. And I think for context, we need to kind of sum up.
You sounded like me then.
2020. Oh my God, I'm turning it to you. And I think this kind of, gives us a bit of context, right? So here's all the Slimming World research, because quite often a lot of us are in our own bubble. And we forget that. We're kind of struggling with our own struggles and we're not thinking big picture. So Slimming World Research basically found out that more than half of people found it difficult to manage their weight during the first national lockdown. Wow. People were eating more fatty and sugary foods and they were drinking way more alcohol. Mm. And actually, this survey that they ended up publishing, it's all online. You can find it on the website. You can find it in loads of different newspaper articles, actually. It was published around August, September, and it was used for the European and International Congress on Obesity in September.
Wow.
And it looked at how lockdown measures in that first lockdown had impacted people's health, their mood, their diet, their alcohol intake, their physical activity, their weight management. So that, these are the stats, okay? You know I love a stat.
Oh, do you?
I love a stat. 4 in 6 of the general population and Slimming World members said they found managing their weight since lockdown very or somewhat difficult.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, if you are someone that's found it tough, then you're not alone. The 4 key reasons that were given by the people who are doing the survey: difficulty getting to the shops, getting the usual healthy foods, boredom, being at home leading to increased snacking, higher levels of stress and anxiety. That meant that more of us were comfort eating, and actually more people were spending time just sitting around and exercising less.
Mm.
Now, 2 in 5 Slimming World members and 1 in 3 of the general population said, yes, I hold my hands up, I'm eating more sugary foods than I would normally. And 16% of the general population admitted that they were drinking a lot more alcohol than they probably should do during lockdown. But then there were also this group of people who actually talked about some of the benefits, okay? So it looked at these people had more time to plan meals. They were cooking more from scratch. They were finding a new routine. And as we've said on our podcast, a lot of people have used this time to start doing the couch to 5K.
Yeah.
They have gone and got their body magic certificates. They have found exercise that they can keep doing. So it kind of feels like almost a tale of two halves. And 100%. And then whilst that research came from the first lockdown, we know since then, wherever you are in the UK, obviously it's been a completely different picture, whether UK, Ireland, the world, whether you've been shielding, you've been self-isolating, you've been in another national lockdown. I get the kind of feeling that, you know, one of the campaigns that Slimming World's been doing more recently is this kind of don't give up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people using, say in England, the second national lockdown as a chance to be like, no, I don't want to go back to what I did in that first lockdown.
Yeah.
I need to kind of keep some kind of routine in place. I can't let myself go off the rails like I did the first time.
I've seen a massive shift in members.
Mentality. Yeah.
Just like, I can't do that to myself and I need to do something different because actually I'm now trying to lose the weight I put on in lockdown. So I think it has come easier second time round. And I think we've learned, actually, we want to feel better about ourselves. And if we feel better about ourselves physically, then mentally that's going to leave us in better shape. So, yeah, I think the second lockdown has allowed us to put our learnings and findings into practice and, you know, stop making banana bread.
I think a big part, though, is that maybe more of us are just accepting that this is the situation we're in right now and it might be for a little bit longer. So how do we kind of find a new normal?
Yeah.
It was a lot of it was kind of like novelty and sheer panic in that March, April time. It was so unknown.
You see, I had a really different experience, I think, because I was shielding and because I had to stay in. It was almost an enforced chill out for me. Not that I chilled out because I was working so much, but I found lockdown strangely enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I know that not many people have felt like that, but I got time with my hubby, with my daughter, just to lie in bed and not feel guilty. And so I took a lot of positive from it. I think the frustration I've had is with how work changes and how I want to do the very best by people. And I haven't always been able to do that because of lockdown. But I feel like 2020 for me holds far more positives than it does negatives when I sit back and reflect on it. But when I first think about it, immediately I think, oh my God, rubbish year. But actually, when we've sat down and done this, there are some really brilliant and beautiful things that have come out of it.
Yeah. Now, we've documented 5 things that we have achieved or enjoyed over 2020. We're going to hear from some of our listeners, a mixture of members and a consultant, about some of the things that they've done. And so as we kind of do this episode, just start to jot down, what are your things? What things have gone well? Because it's so easy to kind of just write this year off and be like, oh, thank God it's over. I'm glad to see the back of that. But actually, there's 365 days in the year. Not every day is bad.
And I don't know if you spotted this, but what I found community-wise and in our Slimming World groups, it's brought the very best out in people. The sense of community we now have within Slimming World that maybe some of our groups didn't have before, or the care that a lot of people have shown other people, has been really beautiful to watch.
I find myself sometimes missing the faces and the people that I would see in group.
Yeah.
And as a result, you know, even like with my gym and with my little Slimming World group, I've created little kind of splinter groups on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, because I just want to, I'm used to seeing these people on a regular basis.
You're invested in them.
How are you? How is that bread addiction going?
Yeah.
Did you ever use the Actifry that you bought 3 weeks ago, or was it still sat gathering dust?
Yeah. Do you know what's really I think, lovely is to see how important we are to each other. And little things like, you know, I had a member in one of my groups, a lady couldn't find these tea bags she really wanted. So this girl went and got these tea bags, brought her to her house. It was that generosity and kindness that just changed this lady's week. And it's those little things that I think we have to remember 2024, not for the rubbish of bad politics and, you know, vaccines and COVID and all of that, but maybe what we've seen in people that we hadn't seen before.
Well, and also that time you go to the supermarket and, oh my goodness, they've got pasta, rice, flour and toilet roll.
All in the same aisle.
On offer, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really intrigued because I think that possibly this year has been one of the most difficult times to be a Slimming World consultant.
Do you know what? It's been one of the most hardest, but one of the most brilliant. I'm not going to lie. It's been utterly terrifying at times, knowing how we're going to look after our members, how we are going to survive, you know, from our earnings point of view, how we're going to make sure we've got groups to go back to. But what I have found as a Slimming World consultant is the sense of pulling together, the sense of the support we've been given from our head office is immense. Because what you can remember, every Slimming World consultant is self-employed.
And that's what I found. I just thought that you were all paid for by Slimming World, this huge company that surely you're going to get furloughed or something.
No, we're franchisees. But Slimming World looked after us in a way that A, they didn't have to, and B, was astonishing. And that's why we've made it through. We've also made it through because of our members trusting us, because our members knowing that we would do whatever we could to get them through it. And you know what? There has been points in this where I think I have done brilliantly, and there have been points in this where I'm like, oh guys, I've messed that up. That was a learning curve for me. But I'm coming out of 2020, I think, a better consultant, a happier consultant, because it's made me really cherish and love the job I do. It's also really made me fall in love with my members in such a different way. So actually, I'm really appreciative of it, because it maybe took me out of a bit of a rut I may have got into with it, and has given me actually another sense of love for it, which is a positive for me.
I mean, I obviously see the work that you do behind the scenes to run your own groups, and I'm the time that it's a 7-day job, the work that you put in. You are available to people almost 24/7, which is on top of being a mom, of having other jobs to do, of, you know, you're managing your health, your own Slimming World journey. You've shown me a newfound respect for consultants, because I think that as members, we really need you, but sometimes we've probably taken you for granted. So I would say, you know, you got me through that first lockdown where I only gained 3.5 pounds. And I think that's incredible. But sticking to those groups and having that as an option was just brilliant.
Yeah, don't underestimate how much we needed that as consultants. Like, if someone had said to me, you're not going to work, I would have lost it. I knew I had to function. I had to get up and I had to see you guys, and I had to get dressed and I had to do my hair. And actually, you guys lifted my spirits, you know, doing 8 Zooms a week and seeing you was such a lovely thing to focus on as well. So I think it's just maybe strengthened our Slimming World love. If you're a Slimming World member in a group, you know that kind of passion and that sense of togetherness that we have, which is, I don't think you get anywhere else. And that's what I say as a Slimming World member and a consultant. So I just hope, going back into groups, what we're all going to do is take the amazing learnings of how we've adapted in Zoom and what we can do in our groups to really keep that momentum up.
Yeah. And if you're a consultant, then blooming well done. And if you're a member, maybe just text your consultant privately and say, by the way, I guess it's been a tough year for you too. Thanks for being there, because it might just spur them on in what could potentially be one of the busiest times, hopefully, I guess, for some of the franchisees coming up in the new year.
Yeah, I guess, do you know what? We're just taking it one day at a time and hoping and praying that we can get to support as many people as we possibly can safely, really.
Right, let's have a look at some of these reviews. I gotta say, when we reached out to a few of our listeners, wow. When they sent us their back, I was like, I think I need to up my review.
Yeah.
Nothing in comparison.
I know. I felt the same.
There are some incredibly inspirational stories. And we would like to hear yours too. You know, if you would like to kind of just capture capture what this year has been and what you have done, just so that you can kind of really cement it in your head and see for yourself the great choices that you've made, you can send us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. You can tag us in something on our Instagram @slimmingworldpodcast. Just let us know, because I think these are really important things. Too many times we are quick to jump into New Year's resolutions without really acknowledging what the wins have been to where we are today. I haven't seen what your review is. You've seen what mine is, but I want to know what's on your list.
Are we starting with mine?
Oh, look how tiny you've written yours.
Well, you didn't give me much space, oh, no. Did you, love?
Sorry.
Yeah. Am I giving you all five?
Yeah, go on then. In fact, bullseye.
Number one is being, hopefully by the time this airs, within a millimetre of target. For my 40th birthday on the 4th of January, which is very, very, very exciting. I think what lockdown allowed me to do was galvanize myself, really take some of my own advice and decide that I really want to nail this and commit to joining a group and commit to going to Zoom each week and making myself a priority. I'm quite proud of that one. I'm lighter than the start of 2020 and the end of 2019. I'd been so seriously ill at the back of last year and been filled with steroids for 9.5 months and chemo and everything. And I was so sick. My face had swollen up and I'd had that horrible gain and I just felt awful. And I feel really proud that I'm now hitting the end of 2020 actually so much lighter than I did at the start. So I'm proud of that. I'm also really appreciative that I've learned to accept myself. Does that make sense? Like, I've spent so many years feeling I wasn't good enough, I was too fat, I wasn't worthy, I could do better, I'm not good at this, I'm not good at that. And now, this year, I'm just like, you know what, Anna? You're all right. Do you know what? There's things that you could do better at, but there's things that you do really, really well. And accepting who I am, warts and all, and maybe a bit of extra fat. So that feeling of acceptance is like taking the pressure off. That's a really lovely feeling. I feel quite liberated by that. I've also learned this year, which has probably been the biggest thing, moderation. It's not something that was very frequently used in my vocabulary, but actually I can have a piece of pizza. I can have a few mouthfuls of a Chinese takeaway and just enjoy it for what it is, not go on reckless, mindless, soul-destroying binges, which made me feel ill, tired, angry, and upset. Just have a mouthful and be like, oh, that tastes nice. Now pass me my roasted vegetables and couscous. So moderation is my word of 2020. And I think my final one is that I'm just happy and I'm healthy. For the first time in a very long time, I haven't had the two things collide. So I'm touching your desk that is made of wood and saying I'm leaving 2020 happy and healthy.
Wow, what a year.
I know. It's been, do you know what? I've really had quite a nice year. I have to say that getting that 4 months with Phil and Daisy was probably one of the happiest times of my life. Because I hadn't ever got to spend that amount of time with them, just us three in our little triangle. And I really enjoyed just being with them. Nothing fancy, just being at home.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you do just seem like lighter and happier. And there's so many things that have happened this year. Like,
yeah.
I always think there's a choice, isn't there, in how we choose to react to what's thrown at us. And my God, have you had so many things thrown at you this year. Sometimes I'm like, how is she still standing?
But I think, yeah, my approach, and God bless my dad's soul, he always taught me this, is you've got a choice. You look at that glass as half empty or you look at it as half full. And I just decided when I first had my back injury, I'm just going to look at it in the most positive way I can. And actually, you know, like a few months ago, my little dog was paralyzed. And I just take that now. She's paralyzed, but she's here. Whereas I could look at it and think, oh my God, life's awful. She's paralyzed. So I choose to look at it in that way. So it helps.
I mean, you clearly have like some crazy concrete strength within you, which I think if they could sell just in small square millimetres, people would pay thousands for. I don't know how you do it. You are an incredible strength.
I guess that's just how I'm built. I don't know. I think that, and it's also stubbornness, Claire. Don't shy away from the fact that I'm a stubborn old goat. Are you going to hit us up with your five? Because they are remarkable.
Well, you know what? There's some similar things in here, isn't there?
Funny that.
So I put my number one as like that I really feel like I've kind of embraced cooking and recipe books in a way that I've not done before. Like I know my way around my spice rack, and that's kind of like helped push me out my comfort zone. I'm not afraid of like using sins to make meals like I was before, and that the cooking is a daily habit. You know, it's not just something that I do once a week, and I can just actually like I just know if someone put a load of ingredients in front of me, I would know how to construct my meal with much more confidence. Whereas I think if I'm honest, you can get away with doing the similar plan. It's almost quite boring. Like I would just do like vegetables and the stock cube, like I think I mentioned last week on the Winter Comforts episode. And now I'm like, no, I want to get some garam masala and some curry powder. Like you've just had like
you just made me some
rice and bean thing, which is sin-free. It's flavoursome. It's packed with speed. It's got the protein, some carbs. I mean,
I had to ask her what spices she'd used in it. I mean, it wowed me, Claire. Like, can we take a step back and look at the Claire I met that walked into my group nearly 3 years ago to this vegan, crossfitting, like, woman that you are now? It's astounding.
I think if I listened to episode one of this podcast, I'd be like, who's she?
It's mad, isn't it? Mad. Crazy.
Yeah. So, and I think a big part of that cooking as well is Matt lives with me now. You know, we've been together for a year and lockdown, he packed a bag basically to come and see me for 4 days. Lockdown was announced and he never left. It's a romantic love story, people.
Isn't it just?
Yeah. But he really loves cooking. And it's one of the things that we enjoy doing together.
It's nice.
So instead of sitting out and watching endless box sets, we've really enjoyed, right, we've combined our recipe book collection and we love, he says, oh, remember that week where we planned every meal? How exciting was that week? And it's really great that I've got somebody who is my sidekick that really embraces the slimming world way. That massively has helped. I think finding my exercise, I remember us talking about this like 2 years ago when we first started the podcast, and this was on my thing. I wanted to find it. You know, I'd done cycling, I'd done walking, but then it wasn't really kind of like that high intense activity. And so this, I joined the gym back in January. I think we did an episode, Let's Get Moving.
Yeah.
And the day before I'd just done boot camp for the first time.
Nut job.
And I kind of just briefly committed to it. Then lockdown came, I kind of fell away a little bit, but I did my own thing. But then when the gym reopened in July for outdoor classes, since then I've gone to at least three, most weeks, four times a week to classes. I've stuck to it. You know, it was a big part for me moving here last year to meet people who live here, right?
Mm.
And be a part of this community. So now I can walk down the street and I will bump into people that I know from the gym.
Nice.
These people hold me accountable. They say, hey, I've not seen you at the gym. Is everything all right? I'd be like, oh, hurt my back, so I'm taking a couple of days off. But I feel accountable. And going back and whilst I haven't moved forwards in terms of weight loss, really, since this time last year, I have redone my silver body magic. I've done my gold body magic again, and I've gone and got my platinum. So that's like 4, 8, and 8 weeks back to back of constant.
That's a big commitment, Claire.
It's about consistency, isn't it, really? And this habit thing. So finding a way to be exercising my habit. And I feel like stronger, fitter. It's given me that kind of sense of like, I look in the mirror and I think, wow, like my body looks different.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And
I think you're a competitive person by nature and you like competing with yourself, and I think that's why that's worked as
well. I need
it
to push me. I need it to mentally challenge me, and there will be times when I go to that gym and there are things like, you know, box jumps, not 20 foot, 20 inches, box jumps. There's this thing like pull-ups, so you kind of got the bars really high, so you have to climb on a step to get to the bar.
Oh, no.
Then you hang and then you have to pull yourself up. Now, I obviously can't do proper pull-ups yet, but I use a band. And I have such fear of heights that my hands are sweating even just thinking about it. And initially, when I joined before, say, February, March, it took all my strength just to step on the step and touch the bar.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago, I did a banded pull-up.
Oh, well,
you know,
done.
So I'm getting there. And that is something that it scares me, but that whole kind of big picture, which you know, Dr. Linda Papadopoulos talked about in some of our previous episodes, she's on next week,
she's
by the
so
way
brilliant.
it all clicked into place, this big picture. So yeah, and then I put here about like finding new ways to manage cravings. So you were talking about moderation, totally agree. You know, I can actually have a bit of chocolate and pizza now. It doesn't have to be this all or nothing, black or white. There's shades of grey here. And I can do that without the guilt and without sabotaging like the whole of my week. And I think it makes me kind of look at like these cravings, these urges a bit more curiously. With more curiosity. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak English. And actually, what I've noticed is they're coming less.
But I think, you know, like you say, your life has changed though, hasn't it? Because you finally start working this night shift lark, which is so
frustrating. If you are a night shift worker, I take my hat off to you, because as someone who did shift work for 10 years, this year, pretty much since February, I haven't done any night shifts. And it has, just having regular sleep, also sleeping in the same bed every night. Yeah. Because, you know, not that I was bouncing around beds.
I mean, you might want to clarify that.
I was staying, working away in hotels on the road. I'd stay at my mum's, you know, and just not kind of sleeping in the same place under the same conditions, going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time. Sleeping at night, not in the day, it has such a huge impact. And I think that has gone hand in hand with managing my cravings.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you're not needing that pick you up, are you?
No. Really, I completed a year vegan and wow, I actually enjoyed it. I wasn't sure where I was going with this at all, was I?
But I think before, you've grown so much as a vegan, as in you've learned, you've been on this journey, and meeting Matt, who has probably taught you so much about it, but you've also, that's the inquisitive nature you've got. You always search out answers. So actually you wanted to find out what was the best thing to eat and the best thing to do and how to cook. And yeah, I think this is going to be the making of your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's that the whole foods approach really appealed to me. Mm. Like actually learning how to cook things from scratch, because for so many years I'd always been deliveries, takeouts, drive-throughs, things in a jar, things that go in the microwave. And that was fine. It got me through some really tough times, if I'm honest, and some really busy times in my life where I'd do two or three jobs at the same time. But I knew long-term that wasn't a great strategy. And what Slimming World enabled to me, I guess, over the last few years, it's like I went back to school. The moment that I joined Slimming World 7 years ago, I felt like I went and signed up for an evening course in how to cook, really, because I knew nothing. And the recipe books used to scare the bejesus out of me, and now I can look at them and think, oh yeah, I've actually got all those ingredients, I could make that.
Like, you looked at a book, I'll never forget, when I was like, I knew there was a new Claire emerging, and she went, I veganized this booklet.
Do
you remember? It was the 2020 booklet. If only we'd known then. But your confidence has grown, I think.
But just, you know what, the thing that I mentioned up earlier about having the confidence to use sins in my meals. Previously I'd be like, no, sins are bad, I need them for my chocolate, I need them for the chocolate or the wine. And now I'm like, no, actually, I will have 5 sins on a handful of walnuts. Mm. Like, that's cool. I'll have a quarter of an avocado. That's 3.5 sins. It's cool.
Yeah.
Instead of just binging on chocolate. I mean, I wrote down here, who am I?
I mean, I think you have done yourself proud, chick. Really, really do. Because I think you've had that courage to do that, which is quite a scary thing to do, isn't it? Change the way you're eating and have the open mind to go and be inquisitive about it.
I think, you know, one of the things that comes out in the books, like the Be Delighted book, it comes up in, I think even in the what was the booklet, Get Back to...
Out of Lockdown. Oh, it's a brilliant book and I can't remember the name.
I've got it somewhere over there.
From Lockdown to Slim Down.
Yeah, that one, right?
Slim Down.
I'm on my fourth book of that, right? Because I just said to my consultant... Now, that talks about trigger foods, danger areas, sabotage traps. And I think I really realised, okay, boredom is a number one tipping point for me. So how can I keep mixing this up, learning, growing, being curious? And that is the key to me kind of staying on track.
Yeah.
The other thing I put here is actually like staying to group through the whole year. I mean, I know, I can see in some of my groups, people are kind of coming and going, and that's fine, you know, different people have needed different things, but I almost kind of made the commitment to myself. I took the decision out of my head very early on, actually several years ago. I am going to go to group every week and stay to group, and that is the commitment I'm going to make, not just kind of turn up, weigh and go, because I need to get the full community, the accountability, the full group support, and that is what has just kept me going. Like, you know, I think I missed one day when I was on holiday in August, but the whole year, every single week, I have checked in. I haven't always weighed. I think I did like 4 weeks where we didn't ditch the scales.
But I think you needed that.
I think it's just it's also like being part of group and here, and I'm, you know, I must say thank you to Debbie, who's my relatively new consultant for me here, and she's brilliant. And actually it was Debbie who texted us the other week that this question of, despite COVID, what great choices have you made? She's the inspiration behind this episode.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's really great because it makes me feel like I'm connected to where I live.
Yes, it's very important that you've got that anchor here. Really,
and actually important. I went to the chippy the other week, and fortunately I had a mask on, but then I saw someone from a similar group who was walking past, walking the dogs, and I actually did that thing where I put my hood up and
head
down.
No.
And then I realised afterwards, no, it's fine because it's within my sins. But I was like, oh my God, I know someone.
I would have been waving the chips. Look what I've got.
Yeah. So yeah, you know, for both of us, it's been mad.
It's mad, but yeah, I think a year I'll never forget.
Yeah. Right, let's have a look at some of the people here. Who's first?
I've got Jess.
Yeah, do you want to take this one?
So, Jess is an incredible lady. Three things that she has achieved despite COVID. This year has been incredibly hard. At the beginning of the lockdown, I lost a friend to cancer. An amateur play that I was in got cancelled, and I was sent to work from home in a new job that I absolutely loved. Exercise has become a really big part of her life. When the gyms were closed, she decided to take up Couch to 5K.
Yeah.
She completed an online and virtual marathon over a month and raised an astounding £351 for the Royal Marsden Hospital. She went from barely being able to run for 1 minute to being able to run consistently, albeit slowly, she says, who cares, you've run, for up to 30 minutes or more.
Nice.
What an achievement. Working from home, she says, wasn't easy, so Slimming World Zoom sessions were an absolute lifesaver for her and a chance to talk to her Slimming World group and buddies. I may not have reached my target just yet, but with the help of my incredibly supportive consultant, Tracy Copping in Stevenage, big shout out to you, she's managed to maintain her weight loss at almost 2 stone. She's now helping me focus on getting to target this time once and for all. Aww. So well done. Working from home, she says, has given her more time in the day to plan her meals, cook plenty from scratch, and squeeze in some exercise here and there. There's lots of pressure to juggle work and life, and this has had such a positive impact on my mental health.
Aww.
Love that. She says, the support Slimming World has offered, the podcast, my understanding consultant, and all the friends I've made in Slimming World and on Instagram have got me through the last year. I feel more ready to cope with whatever challenges 2021 throws my way.
Boom.
Well done, darling.
I love that. And you know, there's so many things. Jess has been studying as well. Jess was actually on our podcast in April when we did live listeners' questions. She's one of the people that I kind of threw under the bus and was like, Jess, you're online. Ask us your question. And she was having a really tough week when we spoke to her. That was back in April. So it's amazing. I remember the outfit that she wore for our listeners' questions. It was brilliant. Let's look to Hayley. Hayley is also a consultant, and she's also pregnant, so congratulations. Congrats. Three things that have gone well for her. Number one, never giving up. This year has taught me many things, but one thing that stands out is commitment. I won't say it's always been easy. I've got two kids, I'm pregnant, and I'm a Slimming World consultant.
Not much, love.
Or that I've been a saint. But the one thing I'm proud of is that I never give up on my goals. I will always turn back to food optimizing, even after being diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and that was before COVID. Two, I've learned to be kind. I have learned, especially through lockdown, to banish that critical, nagging, harsh Hayley and replace her with someone that understands and likes a little self-love. Switching my focus to my best bits doesn't come easily after years of self-doubt, but I now know how to compare myself wisely to others. I appreciate all the flipping amazing things I've done and got me through to losing 6.5 stone. And my God, will I be back there. 3, weight gain is okay. She has a caveat here. She says, I know this may sound flipping insane from someone who wants to lose weight and works for Slimming World, but this is something I've come to peace with this year. Mm. My body has fluctuated throughout its lifetime, and it may change due to stress, mental health, pregnancy, the list goes on. I've learned to accept that when it happens, most important is to learn from it, so that the next time a similar scenario or event happens, I ask myself, okay, do you want to do something about this? I give myself a break, I bin any guilt, and I simply move on. There is no way in the world I can remain the same exact weight forever. But the old me believed I had to. I'm at peace with whatever will happen.
Wow.
What a way to go into the next year.
I love that. Oh, bless her. Billy has sent us such a gorgeous message. He says, Hi, Anna and Claire. I waited till the morning to reply to you as I wanted to have my weigh day. I managed to lose another 2 pounds this week. I would say the top 3 things that have come out of this year for me are, first of all, I've gained confidence and I now feel comfortable in my body, going 4 sizes down in men's clothes. What an achievement. Secondly, I've opened my mind up more to eating more healthier foods and taught myself to cook. What an achievement. And thirdly, I've managed to get my 3 stone, 3.5 stone award and my 4 stone award, along with all my body magic awards. Jeez. Congratulations, Billy. Another bonus of this year is discovering the Slimming World podcast, as it's the one thing I look forward to each week, as you always bring a smile to my face. On an extra note, my reason for joining Slimming World in 2019 was because of being overweight and epilepsy. I was at risk of a heart attack, so I decided to take myself to Slimming World and haven't regretted it one bit. Slimming World was not what I imagined. I was expecting a restricted diet, not a healthy eating lifestyle. Slimming World is the best thing I've done and gained a second family.
Wow.
Oh, Billy, congrats, darling.
That's amazing, isn't it? Billy sends us updates all the time.
I love Billy's updates.
I had no idea that he kind of gained so many awards.
Yeah, Billy also sends me very funny messages about ridiculous videos of dogs doing things too. So thank you for always keeping me amused, Billy.
So Ed, hey Ed, it's been a year of so many things that have happened to Ed, from work, from moving home, from doing Slimming World, just so many things. So number one, he says, we've all had to find new ways to adapt and work during the pandemic. He's been very fortunate that he was made a key worker. He still had to go into the office to work. So he says, at the office, they were given free fruit, and most of it was speed food. So that helped and saved pounds. However, he does say that he was walking 4 miles to work and back. Mm. And that getting the body magic in, that has really helped.
Definitely.
Brilliant. 2, a few weeks before the pandemic, he moved into a new flat. Firstly, now this is interesting, he didn't want to buy a microwave or a toaster. So he says for him, bread is a huge trigger, and decided he didn't need a toaster. I never heard that before. I was like, no way.
Wow.
And also didn't want a microwave, so he couldn't like use microwave meals. So it meant that he had to really enjoy eating fresh and from scratch. And he loves batch cooking. So he's tried loads of new recipes. He's turned vegan. He really thought that this was a turning point. He started to love food optimizing more. And then 3, a much more recent one, his auntie bought him a soup maker. And that has made life so much easier. He gets to have a warm, hot meal in 19 minutes, which is great. I'd take any win, Ed. Any win.
I love him.
So congratulations. And I hope that you can still keep doing the 4 miles walk, even in the winter when it's cold and snowy.
What an achievement.
How you'll see your journey to work change over all the seasons will be amazing,
how
really.
How beautiful to watch. Mina's up next. I started my Slimming World journey in January 2020. And when lockdown hit, I had reached my 0.5 stone. I realized to keep sane, I would need to be consistent with my body magic to keep on top of my mental health. This not only enabled me to get my Platinum Body Magic Award, but also lose a further 2.5 stone. Listening to the podcast and attending the Zoom image therapy sessions brought that much needed structure to my life. I'm also really happy about my return to a vegan lifestyle. Being focused on my food and listening to Claire's story reminded me how much I love eating a plant-based diet. It has encouraged me to follow a more ethical lifestyle in other areas of my life now too. Losing weight has changed my mindset and my life dramatically. It has made me feel confident and helped me to realize that I can literally achieve anything I set my mind to. With this in mind, I have recently set up my own health and healing business, something I have been dreaming of for years. This year has been totally transformative for me, both internally and externally. Losing the extra weight allowed me to find a lump in my throat. Whilst it was nothing sinister, I have now received a treatable diagnosis and I am on medication for it. The Slimming World journey has changed my life in more ways than one, and to top it all, I share my journey's eyes with my sister who has lost 4.5 stone. It has definitely brought us closer together. I'm super proud of her and of all of us getting through this crazy topsy-turvy year. Whilst 2020 may have been the most bizarre and worrying time, it has also been the most brilliant and unifying one.
Wow. My gosh.
I'm a bit speechless.
Yeah.
Incredible lady.
Doesn't, I mean, and I hope if you're listening to this, that it's really moving, isn't it, actually, to hear how has this period of, like, time been for other people too?
Yes.
And sometimes it's so easy for us to hear in other people's stories, like, that is absolutely amazing, but we often lose sight of what we've done ourselves.
Yeah, totally.
And so maybe as people listen to these stories, I certainly felt like this, as these guys sent these messages to us, I was like, wow, I'm so proud of them, first of all. I mean, if I could give them a high five in the post, I would, you know. But it really does kind of think, oh, it spurs me on. I think in 2021 December, I want to be writing a review that sounds like that.
Claire, don't take away from, right, what you and I set out to do was just to share our experience. And we have to sit here, and you know neither of us are very good at blowing our own trumpets, but we sit here with over 1.5 million people that have listened to this, with all those hundreds of thousands of people that we've been able to impart a little bit of knowledge and wisdom with, and that we've been able to help. And I think we should celebrate us, because we're not very good at that. And you know what? It's so lovely that we've been able to foster such a beautiful community where these people are able to share these things with us. Mm. So, you know, big up the Slimming World podcast. Yeah, because yeah, do you know yeah. what? We're 2 years old nearly, and we've got to this point where we're just being absolutely wowed by you guys, and it's so lovely that we've got this voice. So
I'm amazed that we still put something out every week for the last 2 years.
That's when we down started, to you, Claire.
When we started, we were like, let's just give it a go for 6 months and see how it goes.
I just remember you leaning over my pay desk in Greep and going, do you want to do a podcast? I was like, oh, yeah, I love to do a podcast. And I went home and I went, Bill, I'm doing a podcast. I was like, all right then. And now I sit here and I'm like, the podcast. Thank God.
I mean, we should also say thank you to Slimming World,
yes.
who now officially sponsor this podcast,
God
which
bless them.
Was something that came on board in February of this year.
Yeah.
And we weren't really sure, they weren't really sure how this relationship behind the scenes. We actually had a few listeners say, oh, I really hope it won't change the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's been really great, actually, to see that Slimming World have let us be ourselves.
Yeah. We have to thank them, the gorgeous team that we work with at Slimming World. Their support, their encouragement and their dedication to not changing us has been immense.
Yeah, a special thank you to Rebecca, I think, goes
yes.
out, because I know that she goes above and beyond to really help support us.
She really does. So thanks, Rebecca.
Where will we be in 2021?
At Target.
You know, sometimes it's crazy, isn't it? There's something about, like, kind of coming up to a new year that does excite me. I don't know, kind of bang on about this, but it is like that kind of start of a new school year. And it's something that we're talking about on next week's episode, because we do have friend of the podcast, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, who's talking tips on, like, making habits stick, how to be kinder to ourselves in the process. You know, I think it's just going to be like making these New Year's resolutions that help us grow mentally and physically,
yeah,
instead of just kind of having these crazy ideas of things that basically are just going to make us fail within weeks or days, like the years that have gone by.
Yeah, totally. And I think that's what we've learned so massively. We've got to work on the mental side, and that's what Slimming World's so brilliant at looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, so Christmas might be a bit different to how it's been before.
But...
it'd be all right.
I was watching Lorraine Kelly on a well-known morning television programme, and she said, do you not think Christmas is just... She doesn't talk like a really
like
bad
a
Yorkshire accent.
Basically arranged...
Scottish. But she basically said, do you not think Christmas is a roast dinner that's got too big for its boots? And when you think about it like that, wow, you're not missing
just
too much,
saying,
are you?
A roast dinner that's got too big for its boots.
Yeah, that's what she talks about Christmas as being.
When it's like bigger than the actual plate yeah, that you're serving it on. You know, when you go to like a roast dinner buffet type
oh my
thing.
God, do I know when you need
and
the tray
like, I need to get it all in the first one. You know, you can go back maybe a second or third time, but you still try and put as maximum amount on the first,
and then you get to the bit underneath the first layer and it's ice cold because it's taken you 40 minutes to eat the, yeah.
So what is your tactic on buffets? I mean, are you someone who goes and gets several plates?
No, pile it up. High.
Now that, I wonder if that is why we end up coming Slimmer World, a lot of us. That's what got us in trouble
feels
in the first
just
place.
Just like flat plate, I have a mountain. Do you know what I mean? I'm like starting at the top with the spoon.
Well, I mean, I remember going to a sushi place, you know, where they have these conveyor belts.
Oh, I love a sushi.
And it was an all-you-can-eat sushi buffet. So, like, when the thing is, though, I would be eating the plate in front of me and I'd be watching the conveyor yeah, belt. And I'd be like, I'd be looking for the next thing when I'm not even really eating what I'm eating. And then, like, I do competitions with friends, like, how many bowls can you have stacked up? And they come and try and collect them and be like, no, don't you take my bowls away. I'm stacking them. I want mine to be higher stacked than hers. And this is the trouble that we get ourselves into.
I always tell you about when I got my hand trapped in the conveyor belt at a well-known sushi place because I was trying to... too far away. Yeah, Phil won't let me go back because we kind of maybe had to have my hand removed from the sushi conveyor belt. Yes, now it's like when I got my leg trapped in the cross chain at the gym. I never went back to that gym either.
Wow.
What a way.
So
Merry
one
Christmas.
Thing you won't be doing in 2021 is taking Anna to a sushi restaurant.
Anna and conveyor belts don't work well. That's what I've learned.
That is what we learned of 2020. Yeah. That's almost the final words. Hopefully Dr. Linda will bring some sorts of sense to this podcast next week.
Exactly. If you want to watch Anna's catastrophes and Claire trying to pick up the mess, don't forget we've got an Instagram as well.
Yeah, at Slimming World Podcast. Tag us in, you know, your kind of review of this year. Take a picture of your journal if you want. So if you want to send it private just to us that we can read, you can use slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, right, tell a friend about this podcast. Tell your group about this podcast, because we want to make sure that this is known as the group between group, that if you need some kind of motivation or support through what is the dark, kind of quite worrying, uncertain times, then we can be that safe space, that place where you don't have to think about the C word, and we can just inject some
chocolate
love into your life. And on that note,
farewell.
Have a great Christmas. Happy Christmas.
Bye.